From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. A suicide bomber in Baghdad detonated a car device early this morning outside the headquarters of the U.S.-led coalition that supervises the occupation of Iraq. At least 20 people died and more than 60 were wounded. Most of the victims, both among the dead and the injured, were Iraqis. Two Defense Department workers were reported killed in the blast and at least six Americans were wounded. The attack is the deadliest since Saddam Hussein was captured in mid-December. NPR's Anne Garrels is on the line from Baghdad. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
What are the latest details from the scene of the explosion?
Well, the huge blast occurred at 8 a.m. local time. That's during rush hour here, as hundreds of Iraqi workers were lining up outside the vast U.S. compound. They were waiting to be searched. A Toyota truck loaded with explosives joined the long line of cars, which were also waiting to enter. It blew up just before it reached the military's checkpoint. A U.S. soldier there said there was suddenly a huge flash. Nearby vehicles caught fire with Iraqis inside. Iraqi pedestrians were blown off their feet. The soldier said it's amazing. American troops manning the area weren't severely injured or killed. The sandbag barricades took the brunt of the blast in their direction, apparently. The number of dead and wounded are likely to rise. The official figures you just cited include those treated at the U.S. military hospital near the U.S. administration complex, but other victims have been transported elsewhere. At one hospital I went to, the director said 12 of 21 wounded are being treated there are unlikely to make it. Most have severe head and abdominal injuries.
How far was the blast actually from where the U.S. administration offices are?
Well, the gate to what was once one of Saddam's palaces is actually a good mile from the main offices, which are deep inside the compound. And Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator here, wasn't actually present this morning. He's now in the States preparing for important meetings at the U.N. tomorrow. He's called the bombing another clear indication of the murderous and cynical intent of terrorists to undermine freedom, democracy, and progress in Iraq. And he added that U.S. plans to hand over remaining authority to a new Iraqi government in July remain unchanged. However, after keeping the U.N. at a distance, Bremer is in New York now to get the U.N.'s backing for the Bush administration's transition plans. A leading Shiite cleric here continues to insist there be direct elections for the new Iraqi parliament and government, not the complicated caucus system devised by the U.S.
There was another explosion today in Tikrit. What have you been able to learn about that blast?
An explosive device being transported in a car detonated prematurely as it approached a U.S. Army patrol. The military said two men in the vehicle, one of them a relative of Saddam Hussein, were killed. Now, this was not a suicide bombing, but a failed attempt to attack coalition forces. U.S. soldiers have actually been searching for this very vehicle because it's believed to have been involved in several other bombings.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Anne, thank you very much.
Thank you.